And we live. We in the building. This is Straight Facts. Straight Facts Podcast. You with your boy, Dakota Springs.
Big White Beast.
One and the only. Springs Family Big 40. But this episode, the one that's gonna be just called we're gonna wing it like we always do, but this gonna be the death of feminism. The death of feminism. That's a fact. If I ain't just witnessed the most tragic, sad, oh my God, bro. I seen a couple, bro. I mean, this bitch was disrespecting this nigga blatantly, bro, for the last 2 days. Disrespecting the brother, man. And he just taking it. Look like a cool dude, man. Cool brother, man. Getting slaughtered. She calling this nigga, oh, fuck all, crap ass nigga, you bum ass nigga, all kind of shit, bro. Boo boo the fool ass nigga. Like, yo, this how you talk to your man? I'm looking at homie like, this how you let this bitch talk to you? They just going out of control, man. I had one tell me recently, you ain't gotta wait till tomorrow to leave, you can leave now. These freaking black women, man, they don't know, yo. All that loud, obnoxious, disrespectful, non-submissive, feministic, non-cooperative, just angry black women, strong black woman attitude, that shit needs to die. Die out. And men, we need to flag that shit and call that shit out and stop putting up with that shit. Be alone. Don't be scared to be alone and work on your shit, man. I'm focusing on my shit right now. If she ain't with the program, you gotta go. That's a fact. Same thing with me. If I ain't adding to the program, I should go. I should have to go. Why the fuck we gotta put each other through this bullshit where it's supposed to be love, which is a four-letter word, don't mean shit. Actions speak louder than words, bro. You hear Miss Thing, Miss Lady, my baby, baby girl, shorty, homegirl, sister, queen, goddess, right? Why y'all feel y'all so capable of leading a man? Why y'all want to wear the pants in a relationship? Okay, the niggas ain't strong enough. Okay. Be by yourself then, yo. Go be with another chick then. It's for real, bro. Every nigga can't be weak, bro. Every man can't be... He can't be the reason why you going through your shit, bro. If I've ever in my life seen some disrespectful shit to the T, it was the last couple of days, man. Yesterday and today, man. The stuff I saw, man. Man, put the icing on the cake, bro. This is why I see why some niggas... I don't condone it. But this is why I see why some brothers and some men, they go upside some of these females' head, bro. Because they be asking for that shit, bro. I'm looking out for these two people. Excuse me. My man and his girl. They done lose the phone, mixing up. You know what I'm saying? I'm already looking out for you, taking you where you gotta go. Yeah, you paying me on gas, but time is money, man. Ain't enough money in the world you could pay me to be no fucking chauffeur for you. I'm doing that out the kindness of my heart. The girl loses her phone, or loses my man's phone, and she acting like it's his fault, and she lost the phone. Not only that, she cursing the nigga out in the car, just being disrespectful. Then start coming at me. I'm like, I'm about to tell my man, check your bitch. She can't find the phone that she lost. Now she's telling me I need to check my car. She needs to check and see if I ain't take her phone in my car where I'm riding y'all bum ass niggas around to make sure y'all get to where y'all going. And that was, oh, check his trunk, babe. Because you don't want to take us to the T-Mobile store so I could track my phone. Bitch, bye. I done drove you where y'all need to go. Y'all done paid me. This shit is mutual. This shit is a wrap. I don't owe you shit. You don't owe me shit. I'm not taking y'all to no fucking T-Mobile store. Excuse my language. This is y'all destination. This way y'all get out right here. She slamming my door. Heifer. My man quiet. He ain't even saying nothing. He checking the trunk. He like, I know the phone ain't back here, man. I know it ain't back here. But she's making you check the trunk though, nigga. I kid y'all not, bro. This is a true story, yo. Like we say, I'm not word to mommy. She got my man checking, and he's saying, I know the phone ain't back here. She had to leave it over there. Da, 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 da. But you still back there checking the trunk, my nigga. Why would I drive y'all around for cheap, petty gas just trying to help my people out? Then I take y'all back to y'all destination, and you talking about, check my car, might have stole your phone. Heifer. You lost the phone. Take the loss. But see, this is what I'm saying, man. You can't talk no sense into these type of freaking females, man. I'm learning that, bro. You can't, bro. They got a mean attitude problem, bro, that cannot be fixed. Gaslighting. They do so much fucked up shit, and they trying to make you feel bad about the shit that they're doing. They're trying to play reverse psychology, telling you fucking up. In all actuality, it's them fucking up. Crying, getting emotional, saying all kind of bullshit to try to tangle you into this web so where you starting to feeling like maybe it is you. No, it's not you. It's her. She's fucking gaslighting, bro. Shit whack out here, bro. Shit whack out here. Fucking fake bitches, where the real ones at? You dig? And I ain't talking about no faith believing having assholes neither, because them ones the ones to watch too, with they fake ass. With they praise the Lord, praise Jesus, saving ass. We ain't got time for they ass neither. Them heifers gotta go too. That's a fact. You holier than thou. Man, y'all can't lead no man. Stop playing games with me. You can't lead. Show me one that can. And don't point to no goddamn Michelle Obama, because she ain't lead a goddamn thing. Go read her goddamn book. She the one who said she didn't even believe Barack could have been president. She laughed when he said he was running. The whole time she didn't believe he was going to win. Fool you, bitch. I won. Ain't no respect in this game, bro. You might be lucky if you find, if you really find a hitter, you lucky, bro. You won. You won. You are winning right now. You winning. But guess what? It's two sides to that stick. And guess what's on the other side? If you ain't goddamn already up and you single, goddamn it, you winning too. How about that? You winning too. Get on your grind. Get focused. You know what I'm saying? Start coming up. Get in your innovative stage, bruh. Get in your creative stage. Get into your bag. And I ain't talking about the bag with the money. I'm talking about the bag with the items in it. You got the bronze in there. You got the gold in that bag. You got the silver in that bag. You got some money in that bag. You got some tools in that bag. You got some bucks in that bag. You got some herbs in that bag. You got some people that you know. You got some numbers in that bag. You feel me? You got some fresh fruit in that bag. You got everything in that bag, man. Get into your bag. Get into your campaigning from what I'm starting to hear and understand. Get on your campaign, man. Like the big homie say, you know, shout out to Warren B, the big homie, Pimp God. You got to get on your campaign shit, man. Vote for yourself. I vote for me. I vote for myself first before anybody else. And it ain't only just one first lady. Nah. It's more than that. When you fucking with a real dude. That's how it go for real. Might be more than one. Because you ain't fit to lead this shit over here. You ain't fit to lead me. I don't give a damn. I don't care about all that shit you done went through in your past. With your dirty laundry you bringing into this shit. Yeah, with your bags. Your laundry and your luggage. And your guilt and your hurt and your frustration. And all of that shit you got going on. Fuck that shit. Check that shit at the door. You got baggage? Put it in baggage claim. You got luggage? Put it in luggage claim. The same fucking shit. But you're not going to override what we got going over here. These women are vultures. That's where they say, I'm a savage. Classy. How you classy, but you ratchet? Bougie, but you classy. Like, come on, this shit don't make no sense. It don't make no sense at all, bro. There's a bunch of hyenas leading the fucking pack, man. Like the Lion King, like they said about that. That was another strong analogy I heard through the manosphere. On YouTube. They hyenas, man. I'm a lion. If you a lion, you need a lioness. They're not lioness, bro. They're not even close to that. They hyenas, man. If she's a savage, she's a hyena. Let's be real. She's a savage. She's a hyena. She's a vulture. This is death. Death. The death of feminization. This is what that is. This is real uncut. Uncut. This ain't cut. This is uncut. You don't want none of that. It might make your nose bleed. Automatically sending you to the ER. Overdose. Overdose. I'm tired, man. I'm tired, man. Do your thing, baby girl, but you can't leave me. That's a fact. I'm gonna build my shit up. You build your shit up. And your shit still ain't gonna be sustainable. I guarantee you that. Because in order for it to be sustainable, you need a companion. You need the opposite energy. You can't do it. You can't do without it. You can't be in your feminine state and in your masculine. You can't be in both. You got to have it balanced, but you can't be, it can't, the scale can't be tipping back and forth. You at ease. You at peace, right? Master the art, man. Get into your feminine state. Get into your feminine nature, your true nature. Get out of that aggressive shit, man. Get back to being nurturing. Getting back to being feminine. Get back to being submissive. Get back to being cooperative. Get back to being, a woman is supposed to, you know, you're supposed to be able to utter sweet words, man. You know? Where's the affirmations at when a brother is speaking? Why you not whispering sweet shit into my ear while I'm sleeping? So when we waking up, this shit is manifesting. Step your game up.